George Walker for WFIU Arts. William Shakespeare's The Tempest comes to Indiana University's Wells Metz Theater in a unique production directed by our guest, IU faculty member Murray McKibben, and with our second guest, South African actor Stephen Gurney in the role of the magician Prospero. Murray, I'll be asking Stephen just a bit about the story's central character, but tell us the story about how this production is happening.
Well, it's a very exciting project. A couple of years ago, I won a New Frontiers grant to take six or seven students to South Africa, where we workshopped the play over about a two-month period. And we're now recreating a lot of what we did with some new bits and pieces, having brought five or six people from South Africa. So it's a wonderful experience for our audiences to see some international people on our stage right here in Bloomington. And has given me the opportunity of revisiting the play, which you often don't have. You realize, oh, I missed that first time around. I'm probably missing it second time around as well. But it's been a fantastic opportunity to work with Stephen again and with the cast, original cast members from South Africa who are here, and then a new bunch of IU students.
Now, you're not satisfied with what might be regarded as a straight performance. You've brought, I think, a special flavor and are incorporating both elements of song and dance.
Well, we've tried to give it a flavor of Africa. It's not as African as I would originally liked it to have been, but it's set on a mythical imaginary island off the coast of South Africa. And that means they're obviously going to be African elements within the play, and most of them to do with the spirit world, I suppose. But we've got Zulu singing, and I don't know if we've got really Zulu dancing, but it's a fresh look at this old play, looking at issues of redemption and forgiveness, things that people in South Africa have been going through. And I think it has an international sort of acceptability too at the moment. The United States is also going through that kind of healing process as you move into a new administration. So I think it's a play that is relevant to our times. And I've always believed, I've said this too many times when you've interviewed me, that it's written by the world's greatest playwright, William Shakespeare. He's still alive and well and kicking.
Stephen, we're delighted to have you with us in Bloomington for The Tempest. And the role, role of Prospero, has to be a great opportunity for any actor. And you're having a second shot with Murray with this.
It is a second shot, and it's a wonderful opportunity. But this is the first time I've been to the United States. And my wife and I have always wanted to visit America. And it is absolutely wonderful. It really lives up to my expectations. A little bit of the history of the play. The Tempest was Shakespeare's last play, and he wrote it in a very short time. A lot of scholars tend to think that the character of Prospero is a sort of autobiographical creation of the inner feeling of the man Shakespeare. And what he wanted to leave as a farewell message, as a farewell image. The script reads more like a wonderful long poem than a play. It's a very simple story, but the character of Prospero becomes quite unique. Yes, he's a magician, but he is much more than that. Because he is such a vastly, almost indefinable character, one can interpret it in many different ways. My interpretation, our feeling, Murray's and mine, is that all the characters in the play live in his consciousness, and that the play becomes a kind of picture of every man's journey towards self-discovery. That's really what The Tempest is about. The Tempest is an allegory of the storm that we all live in.
Thank you, Stephen, and thanks very much, Murray McKibben. Shakespeare's The Tempest, directed by Murray McKibben with Stephen Gurney as Prospero, will be performed in the Wells Metz Theater Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 7:30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.